Birch off her record Brightness, a suggestion by my guest in studio, Sam Moss, who knows Aurora Birch. I'm going to have Sam jump into one last song kind of quickly at the top of the hour. Please go to his website, sammoss.net, see him around. This has been Zeke Duckworthy, Radio Zeke, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. See you next week. In the meantime, Sam Moss doing a song off his previous record called Postman.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Postman in the gray and blue, can I sleep among the bags while you drive? Will I take the wheel after a time? Got a jar full of foolish words. How many miles will we get there by the morning? Stop just short of the ocean. I'll find my way to town, and I'd spend my last dollar on a walking cane. Shining silver handle, initials engraved, and a hard wandering stick leading down to the earth. But is it worth wearing my souls to the dirt? Them together. Well, I've got all the fixings for a letter, but none of the letters for lines. Some of these people back here, they've got minds worth thieving. Some are hoping and reeling. Others are sky high. I'm just hoping to string up in line. One by one, make the words into mine. I think it's there, just not crystallized. Like you'd see the stars, if not for the sun in your eyes.
Sam Moss, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Don't hit me back. Do good, good bullshit. I'm in a high fidelity, first class traveling section. I think I need a lift yet.
Song.
Now it's you that claims
you're trying to make me feel bad with the things you do. It ain't so funny when the joke's on you.
Ooh, the joke's on you. Got everyone laughing,
got everyone clapping, asking how you look so cool. 'Cause that's the only thing that I learned at school. I said that's the only thing that I learned at school.
My father, I never was a model, I never was a scholar, but you were always popular.
That was Popular Song by Micah and Ariana Grande, a sort of adaptation of the popular song from Wicked, no pun intended. It is 108 on WMFO in Medford. You are listening to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King. DJ Slips will be with us shortly. Have a great show for you to look forward to. Gonna play some music. Gonna talk about some absurd, ridiculous things as we usually do. Get ready for some fun segments at 1:30 and 1:45. Stick around till then. If you want to talk to either of us, talk on the air, request a song, or you just want to know what our favorite color is, call 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So we will get to some discussion later, but for now, let's go for a little more Ed Sheeran.
Ain't got a soapbox I can stand upon, but God gave me a stage, a guitar, and a song. My daddy told me, son, don't you get involved in politics, religions, other people's quotes. I'll paint the picture, let me set the scene. I know when I have children, they will know what it means. And I'll pass on the things my family's given to me, just love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano, add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show, no university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios, while I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Can change the world in a moment, but what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. The revolution's coming, it's a minute away. I saw people marching in the streets today. You know we are made up of love and hate, but both of them are balanced on a razor blade. I'll paint the picture, let me set the scene. I know I'm all for people following their dreams. Just remember life is more than fitting in your jeans. It's love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano, add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show, no university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios, while I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. I'll paint the picture, let me set the scene. You know the future's in the hands of you and me. So let's all get together, we can all be free. Spread love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano, add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show, no university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios, while I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. But what do I know?
That was What Do I Know by Ed Sheeran from Divide. And I am now joined by my partner in not crime, because we can't talk about crime on the radio.
No, we can't.
But this DJ Slips has joined me. DJ Slips, welcome.
Thank you, DJ Rizzle King. I am glad to be here on this fine, fine Wednesday. I don't know about you, but I had to stroll, amble.
You moved, you had to move rather quickly, is what I would say.
I had to stroll through the quad today, and my gosh, is it absolutely beautiful out.
I left this morning decked out in all of my winter gear.
Did you look at the weather?
It lied
to my face.
It absolutely lied.
And this is what I'll say.
Straight to my face.
When we get to 145 and we discuss our apparel choices in sweatpants and real pants, I have a bone to pick with the weather app because I am not wearing what I would have worn had I known it was going to be this nice.
What is, for our listeners, can you give us an actual update on what the weather is?
It's 52 degrees right now and sunny. And you know, it's a tad windy too, so it's not too hot. And I don't know, it actually really feels more. If you said it was 70 degrees, I would have believed you.
I have a very vivid feeling of walking out of one of my classes and thinking, wow, it's entirely too warm for what I thought it was going to be today.
I know. You know, but it's interesting though, because usually when it's this nice, tons of people are outside on the quad and everything. But because the weather app lied, no one's ready. No one's trying to go out in the quad in their winter gear.
See, also, if we're being honest with ourselves, it's not actually going to get nice for another 4 weeks.
No, it won't. This is so nice. You know, you get like a nice day, you know, once every 2 weeks, and then it's just gray and windy and stormy for the next 3 weeks.
But now I know for next year, everything that other people do at college in the spring,
you play do outside, in the summer.
We do in the summer and early fall.
Yeah.
So I can't say no to things like, oh, let's go work outside in the first week of school.
Yeah. I don't think I could work outside. You know,
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
If anybody has opinions on that, give us a call in. We'd love to hear your opinions. But for now, let's keep it moving. Get some music. This is a song I don't know if Sam has heard. It's always exciting when we have these moments when
the
person. I'm not sure. I know I've never played it for you.
Okay.
It's always exciting when the person at the board has
a new
song.
All right.
So
let's hear it.
Keeping Your Head Up by Birdie.
Mine. And I would die a thousand times to ease your mind. couch, blowing up my phone. You don't wanna come out, but you don't wanna be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe. Cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. Throw a neon t-shirt over the lampshade. I'll take the furniture and slide it out of the way. Shaking the floor, rattling the roof. We'll go to town like they're in your living room. Let's have a whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us. And the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
You made me a believer. flames. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh. But they never did ever live, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down. It rained down like.
That was From Eden by Hozier. Is that how you pronounce it? Hozier? Hozier?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I don't really know.
I have really no idea. All right. It is, well, I jumped the gun by about 20 seconds.
That's okay.
But it is time for That About Sums It Up, the segment where we pick an event or an ongoing event from the last...
Yeah, an anecdote.
An anecdote, if you will.
That about sums it up. That about sums up our week.
So, Sam, would you like to get us started?
I would. I have two this week, so if we could alternate here a little
bit. Okay, perfect. I only have one.
The first is, and I think I was thinking about this on the way to class this morning, and I think I can do it in 7 words.
Okay.
Which is 8:30 chem Monday after break.
Yes. I also experienced that same class.
8:30 chem Monday after break, and I think that about sums it up.
On a similar returning from break note, my that about sums it up is that I did homework over break, miraculously.
That's impressive.
And I came back, and Monday afternoon, I said to Sam, Sam, I'm ahead. I am ahead on my work. And now I said to Thomas,
I haven't done work in 9 days.
Now it is Wednesday, and I'm struggling to finish my work that is due tomorrow, about sums it up.
Okay, here's my second one, and this is actually from last week. Because we didn't have the show.
It's been 2 weeks.
Exactly. So this makes up for last week. So I'm going to the airport, and I'd say in about January, I got an email. It said, Sam, your flight's at 6:40. So I left here at 5. I was going to get there at 5:30. An hour early for my 6:40 flight. It was fine. I get there at 5:30. I go to check in. And they say, Sam, your flight left 5 minutes ago.
No.
And I said, excuse me, now what? And it turns out they'd moved my flight. Didn't get an email. Just was not notified.
That's
as far as I was
so
told.
So unfortunate.
So I had to move my flight to a later time. Fortunately, though, they moved me for free.
They moved you for free? But how long did you have to wait at the airport?
It wasn't that bad. The point is, I missed my flight, and that about sums it up.
Wow.
And I've never missed a flight before.
I've never missed a flight before. The closest I've ever come was, I think, going to see my family over Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. I got there as they were, you know how in the movies they're sprinting and the doors are shut.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally got there as they like getting up to close the door to the jetway. I'm like, no, my sister is on that plane.
You're like, the left phalange is broken. It's a joke from Friends.
Yeah. Oh, that took me a second. Yeah. Yes, I have seen that. I don't know. But I'm also not someone who likes to get there early when I'm flying.
I'm not sure I want to get there that early. My dad might be his favorite thing in the world to get there 9 hours early. We're like, well, son, you've got a flight on the on April 9th, so you should probably leave about yesterday.
My dad is the exact opposite because he flies about 10 times a week. Wow. I'm not exaggerating.
That's crazy.
So he'll get there 15 minutes before his flight boards tops.
Yeah, no, I get there pretty early, except this one time. You know, I was playing it because I was trying to be a dangerous fellow by, you know, not getting there so early. So I only got there an hour early, an hour and 10 minutes. But you know, it is 1:33, and we're gonna get back to some music.
But before that, we're gonna get a quick PSA going.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA. La da da dum da dum, la da da dum da dum dum, la da da dum da dum, la da da dum da dum da dum, la da da dum da dum. We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. We take Kyoto to the base, rolling so fast.
Then night, my love, and the thrill of it all.
That was The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith. Great, great album. Caused a lot of, not controversy, but just made a lot of ripples in the music world last year when it was released. The album also, The Thrill of It All. And now, something totally different that I am...
Well, okay.
Okay. I'll let DJ Slips
introduce
it. If
you've ever listened to the show before, every once in a while, we'll play something experimental. Experimental, perhaps.
That's a good way to put it.
I think a couple weeks ago we played the Ants Go Marching In Techno Remix, which a very fantastic song.
Wow.
It made ripples in the YouTube. It made ripples in the trap remix world as well.
Which is a world that I am not involved in.
DJ Steve made ripples in the world of trap remix.
DJ Steve. The up and coming DJ Steve.
So I went skiing this break, and as I'm walking to the mountain, I walked past a car that was parked, and the guy was getting ready, and he was blasting music. And I was like, this song's good. It's clearly not in English, but this song's good. So I had to sneak back. I'd already passed the car. So I had to sneak back and, like, try to Shazam it awkwardly because he was just right by his car. So I was sitting there, like, trying to act like I was thinking about something. I was like, oh, did I lock the car? Did I lock the car? I was, like, holding out my hand trying to get the... So I do get the Shazam.
Okay. I thought you were going to go talk to him.
No, I got the Shazam. I got the secret Shazam. And it turns out that this song is just a Russian song. No idea what the words mean. No idea how to even say the name of the song. It is, from what I can tell, it's a B, O. Those are both alphanumeric characters, you know.
Arabic characters, right? Aren't they Arabic characters? No, those are letters. Those are the numbers. Those are numbers.
It's
the Cyrillic alphabet.
The letters that I use. And then the last two look like an O and two K, and then a K reflected on itself.
No, there's a backwards R, too.
Okay, so it's a backwards...
It's B-O-R... B-O, backwards R, and then...
And then backwards K up against a forward K, right?
Yes.
Kind of like an X, but it's a K.
Kind of like an X, but it's a K.
Like a little bit of an asterisk type looking thing?
It does look like an asterisk in the Spotify
the answer is
song list.
DJ Rizzle King didn't even know how to put it into the computer.
Because, I just put B-O-R-K-K.
Because we have no idea what the song means, what it's called. However, I enjoy it. So
I have never heard it.
This is Bork?
Let's call it Bork.
Here's the thing. It's by Leningrad, the artist. And those are in the letters that I know. So that's all I can tell you is it's by Leningrad. And it's on Spotify. So if you want to find it and look at what it looks like, you can find it on Spotify.
All right, and stay tuned for our favorite segment after this.
чем твои эти паскуды. Устриц будем жрать на ужин в ресторане из посуды. Полетим на самолете, купим в дютике напитки. Мол, не только вы, блядь, пьете джин с тоником по скидке. То баб водишь на Ван Гога, то возишь Геленджик, а теперь еще с Парижем. Чую вскоре, хлебну горе, ведь могу свозить свою я, разве что ли, в Евпатории. Она листает ленту туже, петля на шее туже, на моей, на эти левой, ведь теперь ей нужен ужин. Устрицы, вино, серьезно, седалище не треснет. Я прошу тебя, Сережа, проще рожа, реже песни.
На фоне
я возьму кредит под это, дело надо, блядь, обстряпать. Отдыхаем, хули лето, ты возьми у Светы шляпы. Мама последит за кошкой, едем мы к врагам проклятым. Мы присядем на дорожку, на Париж, как 45-м.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a good song right there.
Again, that was Borka?
that was Bork.
By Leningrad.
By Leningrad. We know it's Leningrad. We have no idea anything else about it.
All right. It is 1:47. We are 2 minutes late, but it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants.
Woo!
Up and coming, we will be getting a jingle, hopefully.
Yes.
We'll see. Sam, let's start with you. Sweatpants or real pants?
Okay, well, it's a bit complicated today, and here's why. One, I'm wearing my fanciest sweatpants.
It's sad that you have those. Continue.
Two, I'm wearing a collared shirt. Like a real button-down collared shirt. And, you know, I'm color coordinated a little bit. Like, I got some white in my shirt, some blue in my pants, some blue in the shirt, and some white and blue in the shoes as well. So, while I am wearing sweatpants, I...
You don't have the demeanor of sweatpants? Or do you?
I'm going to say that this is a half sweatpant day. Because, well, I'll say this. These sweatpants don't indicate what sweatpants usually might. I'm feeling all right today.
Valid.
I do want to point something out, though. Well, actually, you go first, and then I'll point something out.
I'm wearing the sweatiest sweatpants I know. That's not what I meant to say by that. Really, just they are like athletic.
The sweatpantiest sweatpants I own.
They're athletic, loose, warm. That said, I have a caveat, which is that I left at 8:30 this morning for chemistry class,
mm-hmm.
thinking that I would, I would exercise by the time this show happened and have time to change.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen because homework mm-hmm. exists.
So I'm
still in workout clothes, having not worked out, which could go in that about sums it up.
That could have also gone in that about sums it up. That's true. But I'm glad you brought up 8:30 chemistry because I realized, okay, I keep thinking every morning when I have to get up at 8:30 for chemistry, and I go, and I kid you not, every Wednesday I think, I'm going to have to say what I'm wearing on the air today. So, does that stop you from dressing terribly? No. But the point is, I know I'm going to have to talk about if I'm wearing sweatpants or real pants, but then it's 7:45. So, I was thinking, you know, it's kind of unfair because we got to wake up so early. Now, what if we had a 10:30 class right before on Wednesdays.
Oh, and we could actually get ready.
Oh, and we had time to sleep in a little bit.
We could wear tuxedos ready. Every week.
Oh, yeah. It would not be sweatpants or real pants. It would be suit or tuxedo. That would be the real question.
Black tie or white tie,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly. If you join us for our show next semester, that's what we'll be doing.
We will be having 10:30 classes.
Yeah, we're going to, yeah.
All right. Well, we have 10 minutes of show left. We're going to get a little more music in, and please stay tuned for a bombastic ending, as per usual.
Yes, of course.
As we frantically try to figure out what that will be. But for now,
We know more or less. We know more or less. But find out in about
8 minutes.
8 minutes, you're right.
All right.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. But we're going to totally change up the tone from Bork.
Bork.
And hit some Stevie Wonder. So this is okay. Isn't She Lovely? That was at least part of Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Great song. And it is about that time for us to begin the ending.
It is 1:56.
And any previous listeners of this show know what that means?
That it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And thank you. Well, we missed it. We missed the big moment. Okay, well, here's the thing. We're thinking about trying to end all of the shows like this. I like this. You know,
I do enjoy this piece. It is not a song. It is a piece. I am adamant about that.
Yeah.
However, this is so much fun to jump around the studio and dance
to. For those listeners out there, this is by DJ Steve. this is actually by Leningrad and DJ Steve. And it's the precursor to Borkaku.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, I think it is about time that we signed off and let you enjoy the rest of that weird combination of musicians' beautiful piece.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Thank you for listening.